Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
With Christmas coming on the calendar soon, I want to talk to you about where Christmas began. I'm going to read to you from Psalm 40, verses 6, 7, and 8. We read this. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. This passage, Psalm 40, tells us where Christmas began. David spoke about his willingness to submit to God and to make an offering of his heart and his life before the Lord. Yet the Holy Spirit took these words of passionate devotion from King David, and he gave them a higher purpose, to reflect the heart of God's Son as he came into the world. It wasn't with Mary and Joseph in a stable where Christmas began. It didn't begin with an announcement of Gabriel to Joseph and Mary that she would bear a child by the Holy Spirit. Before the foundation of the world, in the eternal counsels of the one God in three persons, that's where Christmas began. God the Father agreed to send, God the Son agreed to go, and God the Holy Spirit agreed to guide. Christmas began because something was lacking. We read here in these verses, sacrifice and offering you did not desire. The reason sacrifice and offering are necessary is because of sin. The sacrifices of animals in the Old Testament weren't enough. And whatever sacrifice we make is not enough to take away our sin. God knew that we needed Christmas. Christmas also began because someone was willing. Again, our verses say, my ears you have opened. That means that Jesus was willing to be the servant of the Father. He said, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your laws within my heart. Jesus was willing to be the servant we needed to gain our salvation. He was willing to feel the feelings of a servant, but more importantly, to do the work of a servant. That's why our Bible passages say, behold, I come. You see, those are action words. They're not necessarily feeling words. Christmas began also because someone loved. You know, love is written all over these verses, though the word itself never appears. My ears you have opened. Only love could make Jesus do this for us. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me, only love could promise such a plan. God planned it long ago, and he delighted in this plan. He put it in a book so we could read about it. He said, I delight to do your will. Only love could make the suffering Jesus endured his delight. When we think where Christmas began, in the heaven of heavens, in the secret councils of the Godhead, it should fill our hearts with true worship. It should make us humbly ask forgiveness for every time we've doubted God's love. It should make us acknowledge that we are unworthy, but that his love is even greater than our unworthiness. David the psalmist never saw baby Jesus lying in a manger in Bethlehem. But by the work of the Holy Spirit, he did see where Christmas began. Can you see it also?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.